This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome into the Aloe Fiber Studios. I am Tanner Schwint, Brian Carey, my co-host, Angel Padilla, doing the production work as always, and we're all knotted up in the first round of the NHL playoffs between the Colorado Avalanche and the Winnipeg Jets.
Yeah, it was great last night. Exactly what we needed the Avalanche to do. I would like to go back in time and take back what I said after game one, where I said it was done for the Avalanche. They played really well last night. Gorgiev was excellent in net. He needed that. I think the team needed to see that. That was the Avalanche last night. They played really well all the way around, offensively, defensively. They were seeing some defensemen lay themselves out on the ice like they were last night, taking up some shots, absorbing some pucks, and it was really, really nice to see a 5-2 win. Now things knotted up. All you can really hope for the most part, when you go on the road in a playoffs, is to steal one. And the Avs did exactly what they did to kind of take home ice now.
Yeah, 30 shots on goal against Georgiev. Two of those go in. And he also held up on three different power plays. They killed off three different power plays last night. And here's the thing. A 93% save percentage, it's not elite. It's average. That's all the Avs need. Is an average goaltender, and he played that way last night. Very, very fun game. The Avs, especially early, looked a little outmatched, I'll be honest, in that first period, Brian. But then we talked about it. We had the group thread going again. Which we take credit again for the win. Yeah, we did this. Derbs here, who's the hockey aficionado from KFKA.
Did he earn that, or was it self-anointed? Where did this come from?
I mean, the fact that I had to ask him how the NHL playoffs work, and he had an exact answer for me.
Strong point.
Yeah, okay. kind of gave
well
him that
Derbs. All right,
that title. But he even said, he goes, this team started playing better in that second half of the first period.
Yes.
You could see things kind of switch. Arturi Lehkonen, a goal and an assist. Josh Manson with a goal last night. But you talked about it, the hits. 44 apiece in this as well. It was a physical game.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference in that first half of the first period, the Avs weren't matching Winnipeg's physicality. And then they got that going, Brian, and that opened up a lot of scoring opportunities.
Yeah, it was a win that they needed. A different type of hockey showing that, look, yeah, we can play the 7-6 games. Not win them, but we could play them. But this is more their style. Just, you know, that good, some good defensive hockey as well, which was really nice to see because they have not played that. Too many 7-goal games. There were two of the last 5 games allowed 7 goals, and that's a little bit deflating. So we needed to see this, and again, a 3-goal win is very, very sweet. Now they get a little time to come back here to Colorado. You know the fans here are going to be rocking.
Yeah.
You're going to be hearing all the small things. You're going to do all that with a 1-1 series situation. That's going to be a fun atmosphere.
I mean, job well done to the Avs. You stole one on the road.
Yep.
That's all. That's what you try and win home court advantage back. Home ice, I should say. But home ice advantage, and that's what they did. The Avs now control home ice in this series. Take care of your home ice, you win this thing. And I'm actually curious, and I haven't looked yet this morning, Brian, but I'm wondering what the odds did last night.
Cause, because they were like a plus 850 or minus 850?
They were plus 850.
I mean.
Then they lost the first game and dropped to like plus 1300. And I knew it. I should have just taken $20 and thrown it back in there on them.
When
because
it was that?
This team can go do this thing. They are Jekyll and Hyde. I get that. But now they're back down to plus 900. Where they're at now.
Probably do some fluctuating here, but I really think they got things righted. Not that they were really wrong when you can put up 6 goals on Winnipeg. You know,
it's all going to come down to Georgiev
and
the defensive intensity from this team.
I agree. We know what we're going to get offensively, and still, as we talk about with Joker, just appreciating that, we need to do the same thing with McKinnon. I mean, I know Makar is something else too, but watching Nathan McKinnon play hockey is such a treat, and we really need to soak that in because he is such a rare talent. There are a few superstars in hockey, and we have one of them, and I think he's the most electric guy on ice.
I agree with you completely, and you're starting to see some of the names that aren't household names, though, Brian. I mean, Miles Wood scored his second goal of these playoffs last night to tie it at one. The Avs give one up. They go back down 2-1. That's when Arturi Lehkonen scores. Zach Parise scores. Josh Manson scores with 7 seconds left in the second period.
That was a cool one.
And then Nichushkin in the third period with the empty netter. I mean, just a dominant win by the Avs last night. And let's keep the good vibes rolling. Let's keep both of these teams. Let's have the Avs and the Nuggets playing into late June.
Oh, and that would just, wouldn't that be fantastic to carry us all the way through up to like the All-Star break in baseball?
Yeah, but we don't need it because the Rockies.
See, I was leading into this.
Yeah,
we know.
Here come the Rockies.
Played, but look out. Rockies win one. They got a grand slam out of Brendan Rodgers, who you had asked.
The jinx
that
is
they
on.
Release him before the game.
Yeah,
and
the
then
reverse
he came out
jinx,
and
Brian.
Up yours, Tanner. Home run.
Back-to-back years that I've done this where I'm texting with Jerry Schimmel, and I'm like, this guy sucks. Can we get him out of here? Ready for Brendan Rodgers to go away. And then they left an 0-2 fastball up, and he jumped on it. And but, finally the offense got going. And the bullpen last night for the Rocks only allowed 2 hits afterwards. Normally that's one of those games when you see the Avs get – or the Avs – see the Rockies finally score some runs, and the bullpen's like – whew, we don't have to work as hard today. No, they came in there and shut it down. It was a fun baseball game last night.
It has not been the pitching for the Rockies. The pitching has not been what has been the struggle point for them, shockingly.
6-19 now, baby.
Hey, it's the start. Here it goes. The turnaround's going. Get on the bus.
Get on. The bus is still rolling.
It's, you know, and it's really easy to jump on. It's really just sitting there.
It's not moving very fast.
No, it technically moving, but...
It is technically moving, but the Rockies don't. They do play again tonight. They've got a 4-game series against the Padres, so they play again tonight, 6:40, and they don't know who they're sending out to the bump yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, they're having a little team meeting.
Because Kyle Freeland's
going to draw straws.
Kyle Freeland's out.
Yeah.
Because of the injury.
Gotcha.
But
they've got two more left. Well, today and tomorrow.
Today
with
and then
the Padres,
yep.
And then they're off on Friday as they travel to Mexico for a Saturday Sunday set. Is that what it is?
I believe that's right, Brian.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And sorry, I didn't mean to disrespect the Rockies. They're 6-18, not 6-19, which we know that's very important.
Well, you can see the future.
Yeah. You do suck. Funny. But you suck.
But I understand. I do.
Lots to get into today.
Mm-hmm.
NASA's doing the one thing that I don't think that they should be doing. They're going to keep exploring the ocean, and I don't like that because I believe there's something down there.
Who's exploring the
NASA,
ocean?
NASA. Turn it around. I know.
NASA's space.
No,
right?
I know.
Okay.
NASA's
going to
help... in the search for the Loch Ness Monster again.
Are we looking for that?
Coming up May 30th through June 2nd.
Old Nessie. There's something down there, man.
Because apparently last time they had this happen, they did catch some sort of audio of a very large animal. They don't know what it is. So they're going to be diving into that a little bit more.
What did the audio say?
Well, it was
Do we have it? I thought this was a setup for a clip. And then we...
No. You ever seen Finding Nemo? It's what the whales sound like. Don't you do it. Don't. I will kick you in the shin this morning. Oh, my God. That is not a whale. Okay. We'll just do this little thing over here real quick. I love the new. So NASA's diving in. They're going to be doing some more investigating into whether the Loch Ness Monster is
real. See, the last report was they looked at the photo and they determined that it could have been a whale penis.
Yeah, it's false. Yeah, it's not.
That
picture is not
a whale
true.
Penis.
Well, it probably was, is what they determined from back in the 1800s or whenever that picture was taken. So now they're exploring it more. We've got houses being built by 3D printers that they're looking to start to build neighborhoods with these 3D printers. And I can't help but imagine just watching a 3D printer do a whole neighborhood.
I don't understand what is being done, because like Bryson DeChambeau, before he played in the Masters, he had designed and 3D printed golf clubs.
Yeah.
That he had come up with. And I'm just, I don't, 3D printers, I've never seen one. I don't know
They're
how
crazy,
it works,
man.
But that's just bizarre what you can do with these.
We had one in high school.
Really?
Yeah, we were one of the first people to, you know, one of the first schools to have one. And watching that in use and this little cool, you know, we just use it for little gadgets and stuff like that. Damon, the owner of the station, has one. He's used it for promotional material here before. It's crazy, but to think that it's going to build a whole neighborhood is kind of crazy.
This is all very bizarre to me. 3D printed stuff, AI, all that. It's just this world is weird.
Yeah.
Right now, that you can just 3D print something.
But, you know, and we'll talk more about this
what
throughout
do you put
the morning.
In it? What kind of material is it? Where do you get it? Where does it go?
Well,
How much is in there?
It's a lot. It's a lot that goes into it, Brian. I'm not a 3D printing expert. But
can you just go to Kinko's, or do you remember? You don't even know what those are, do you?
No.
Okay.
I think it's a printing shop.
Yeah, it was.
Okay,
yeah, that's where we used to
crush
make copies.
It. It's called deductive reasoning, right there.
It's pretty good.
Using context clues. But yeah, I mean, it's you think about knocking down the price of housing. I mean, if they can do
well,
it, because
3D print it,
there's no there's no labor. They cut down on the labor costs a lot. Now we're going to put more people out of jobs. But if you're talking about building like communities or little neighborhoods to house the homeless, this is something that would be very interesting. And we know we have it right here in Northern Colorado. We did that story a couple months back.
What are the costs? I mean, that's
just some materials going in. So we'll dive more into that. Robin Varlman will join us 7:35.
Your basement will be ready when we get some more toner.
Robin Varlman will join us at 7:35 this morning. We'll talk about the cattle market, get the latest on the avian flu that's been going around America and going around North America here, and how's that impacting things. We will have Matt Voris from High Plains Honor Flight going to join us, Brian. This Sunday, right, is the send-off.
Absolutely. Yeah, Matt will be coming in, or a 3D printed version of Matt. We'll look forward to that. Yeah, we want to get you pumped up to come on out for our send-off, and we'll go over the parade route. Also, I just want Matt to kind of talk about the origins of High Plains Honor Flight and its predecessor here in Northern Colorado.
Yeah, no, it's a great organization. Can't wait to talk with Matt about that. And then at 9:05, Brooke Rambold will join us from Pathways Hospice for our monthly chat. So we'll have that at 9:05. And then at 9:30 this morning, Zach Lemon, the athletic director for the Eaton Reds, going to join us. Brian, they finally passed, Chassa did, they passed a shot clock for high school. So now this is going to be required from all high schools for basketball to have a shot clock, 35 seconds on the shot clock. But there's some of the smaller schools are not in favor of this, wondering how they're going to get the money for the shot clock, who's going to have another person at the game to run the clock, as well as just the actual scoreboard. So it's not maybe as simple as a lot of people. I'm in favor of it. I am in favor of introducing the shot clock into high school basketball, coming from a school that had a basketball coach that was so incompetent that we ran the four corners offense of just holding the ball, and we lost the game 18-7. We need a shot clock in high school basketball. But what are the logistics, and did Chassa give these small schools enough time to implement it effectively? So that Zach Lemon's going to join us at 9:35 to break that all down for us this morning, because this has been a big topic of conversation throughout Northern Colorado, for sure, about implementing these shot clock rules and the actual shot clock.
I think it's going to open up some job opportunities for people who can count to 35.
Yeah. 35,
yeah,
34, 33, 32. Wait a second. Let's reset this.
No, I need to review this. No, there was 2.3 seconds left.
That's right. Yeah, we're going to have to go back. Stickman texting in this morning, the J9 Agency's text line, 888-530-0043. DeChambeau's 3D golf clubs are over $10,000. I'm not so sure a house will be cheaper than they are now. But that's what I'm saying, Stickman. We keep developing on this, and they keep investing into it. It's the same thing with like with the iPhones or anything that's really expensive right off the bat. The more that it becomes popular, the easier it becomes to make. And if the demand continues to rise, then the price should go down on it.
I was going to say, that's not the way it works.
Right now, it's not going to be cheap. No, 3D printing is not going to be cheap right now. But there are opportunities in this. So I just think it's fascinating, and that's just a total DeChambeau. DeChambeau, or I don't know how you say his name. He changed it not long ago.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he's still DeChambeau to me.
Yeah, he's something else to me, but the FCC doesn't like it. That's just a perfect move for him. He's such a dweeb. I mean, he's such a nerd. And for him to go and get a 3D printed set of golf clubs, that fits perfectly. Be a part of the conversation today. You can text us 888-530-0043. Call us on the Clearwater Products Hotline, 970-353-1310. You're listening to Good Morning NOCA, 103.1 FM in the Greeley area, 1310 AM all around Northern Colorado, 1310KFK.com worldwide. And tell your smart device, hey Alexa, play KFK Radio. We'll be back with our Happy Life Gardens poll question next. It's 6:26 the time here in the Aloe Fiber Studios. It's Good Morning NOCA presented by Air Solutions. Colorado weather's doing what it does in the spring. Snip, snap, snip, snap. Hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold. And make sure that you get your HVAC system and your air conditioning ready. Get it serviced for this summer. Was it last year that you and I both had our air conditioners go out?
Yeah, mine went out right before my surgery.
Right. And,
yes.
And mine went out in the middle of summer when it was a billion degrees. I actually had to go stay with my brother. It was so unbearable in my house. But this is what we're saying. Don't wait until that point, because guess what? Your air conditioner is working harder during that time. It goes out. It's happening to people around Northern Colorado as well. Get it serviced ahead of time so you're not on a wait list, because everybody in Northern Colorado does know Dusty Rhodes Air Solutions, the best option to get your HVAC system fixed. So get ahead of the schedule and get with Dusty and Air Solutions, 970-356-7072. Our Happy Life Gardens poll question today, a little sneak peek coming up in what day is it?
Yeah.
It's National Bucket List Day today, and we're wondering, what is on the top of your bucket list? Do you have a bucket list?
I've gone back and forth on this throughout life. Yeah, I do now. There was a period of time where I didn't, because life was kind of a bucket list, and it still is.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, essentially, I'm living my bucket list. But yeah, I've got some items. First on it, I've always wanted a Camaro, but so has my wife.
So that's on the top of your bucket list?
Is to get my wife a Camaro.
Oh, very good.
I would love to get my wife a Camaro. She would just be in heaven, and I think I would reap the benefits. So I'm going to go.
You selfish man.
I know. It's all about me.
There's an ulterior motive.
There always is, Tanner. But getting my wife a Camaro, we have always wanted a trip to Norway.
Okay.
And being Norwegian and of Norwegian heritage, it's something that's always been there. I mean, I could say, obviously, the thing I would love most is to see the Vikings win a Super Bowl, but that's not necessarily a bucket list thing. That's a fantasy. So,
correct.
You know?
Correct. I don't really have a bucket list, and I don't know if it's just my age, and I'm like, hey, I still got a lot of life to live. This would be cool to do. I've got more of a list of, hey, this would be cool to do, which I guess is a bucket list. But at the top of mine, and I've got to get rolling on this if I want to complete it, but I want to visit all 30 MLB stadiums. I want to go to all of the ballparks. So far, I'm at one.
So you've started.
That's a lie. I've been to Petco. I've been to the Padres Stadium.
Quit lying.
Wow.
I don't even know you anymore.
I don't know myself.
That's true.
So
you are so much closer to this than you thought.
I just think, as much of a baseball nut as I am, I just think this would be super cool to go and do to get to all of these and, you know, at least hit the big ones. I mean, if I miss
Fenway and Wrigley.
Yeah, if I miss the Royal Stadium, but if I see Fenway, if I go to Wrigley, if I go to Yankee Stadium, like those are the big ones that I'd like to get off of my bucket list of going to. And it's something that I'm sure with my wife being a baseball fan like me, I'm sure it's something that will get done at some point.
I would hope you would too. I know a lot of my wife's stuff was places she wanted to go, but she's gotten to do a lot of those things, you know. But you're right with age wise that you can look at, hey, these are the things I'm going to do,
or right.
You know, I want to get done. As you get on in life a little bit, you look at, I would, you know, is there still a chance to do these things? Like one of the things we've always talked about with Susan and her husband Bob is going to a taping of Jeopardy. Because it's been, seriously, I know this is the age difference.
It better be at Buttercup, because I'll be hungry and tired
by snacks.
4.
We get juice and a cookie, just like giving blood.
Gary, the Golden Bachelor, will be there with his divorcee. Oh, goodness, the Jeopardy taping.
We were going to do Price is Right, but that'd just be too exciting.
Oh,
there's running involved.
Goodness,
and that would
gracious.
Be, yeah, Jeopardy seems more the speed. You know, we could just quietly sit there.
Yeah.
No, but it's something we always wanted when Alex Trebek was alive. Then he died, and, you know, and then would you still want to do that? Yes, we do.
Very good. So, glad to know.
Just thanks for humoring me.
The Wheel of, not Wheel of Fortune, Jeopardy's bigger than one man.
You were going to say Wheel of Meat.
No, sorry. Let's go.
You know
to
what another one of mine is?
Clearwater
Eat Pizza with Lonnie.
Products Hotline. Yes, where we've got Lonnie on there. Lonnie, good morning.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
We're doing good. I was just saying, Lonnie, bucket list for me, having pizza with you. What do you think?
You know what? Let's see if we can arrange that.
Okay.
I think it should be pretty simple. It's not like you've got people to talk to or Brian's got people to talk to.
Oh, Lonnie's got people.
Yeah, that's
yeah, you got to get true. Through like 3 or 4 layers of protection before you actually get to Lonnie.
Yeah, really.
Talk to his agent.
Yeah.
Lonster, what's on that bucket list, my friend?
You know what? I got one tomorrow. I'm going to the Rockies game.
You've never been to a Rockies game before?
It's been a long time.
Yeah?
Oh, that is awesome, buddy. You're going to the afternoon tilt.
Yes, I am.
All right.
Fantastic. What's the occasion? You're just able to get some tickets and head out with some friends?
Yeah, got some tickets that went my way, and I took advantage of it.
That's great, man. Well, they're on fire.
Yeah, one win.
Yes. Well, you are going to be the difference maker. They get today. Then they go up, they're 2-1 in the series, then they go and they play for you tomorrow afternoon, win it, and we've got our first series victory of the year.
You know what? Let's see what happens tomorrow.
I'm going big on the Rockies. It's the luck of the Lonster.
It's the Lonnie factor.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well, Lonster, hey, have a lot of fun down there tomorrow,
that's
my
so
friend.
Cool.
That'll be a blast.
Yeah, you know what? I'm looking forward to it. I really. You know, another one I want to go to a CSU football game one of these times.
That's with that new stadium. That's a lot of fun too, man.
I've yet to see a game in that stadium.
Yeah, it makes both of us right there.
Yeah, I used to go to. You know, I went to quite a few when it was. At Hughes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'd be fun, Lonster. Well, hey, you're a spring chicken, man. You can keep knocking these things down. You can get these knocked off the bucket list.
There you go. Just go one at a time and go for it.
You're
there you
not
go.
A spring chicken. He's an old fart, and he knows. All right.
Lonnie, thanks for the call this morning, my friend. Enjoy the Rockies tomorrow.
Hey, you know what? Yeah, I will. You guys have a good day.
See you later, Lonnie.
All right, so what is on your bucket list? What's on the top of that bucket list for you? Let's see here. Texture from the 405, going to Hawaii. I've been to all 49 of the other states and want to make it 50. That would be good.
Certainly one that my wife and I have talked about as well. But, yeah, that... I've never been. What's thrown me is how long it would take to get there.
To Hawaii?
That long of a flight. I can't handle very long in the plane. Going to D.C. is about as far as I can handle.
I don't like places where one big wave can finish it off.
Yeah, you've mentioned this.
Yeah. So good for you. Go make it happen. Go make it happen. 6:34 the time. That's our Happy Life Gardens poll question. What's on the top of your bucket list? Text us today, 888-530-0043. Call us at 970-353-1310. Or comment on Facebook at Good Morning NoCo. We'll be back with Good Morning NoCo next.
There's only one feeling like rising before the sun and finishing your day after it sets. Like lending a hand to the neighbors who need it. like finally putting your feet up after all the hours you put in. Our state was forged by passion and determination, and we serve the people behind it. Bank of Colorado, there's only one. Member FDIC.
.637, 23 in front of 7 o'clock. On your hump day morning, welcome back in to the Aloe Fiber Studios, home of Good Morning NoCo. It's Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint, your hosts, along with producer Angel Padilla. Having a great day so far. That sun is just beautiful. It's almost as big as the moon was when I got up this morning to the big old full moon, which we know can usher in some bad things, some bad juju. I know that that's the feeling when we get a full moon out there, but it made for a beautiful, beautiful, bright start to the day and going to stay that way until tomorrow when we have a little change coming in. Later tomorrow, the winds will blow in another system that will be here to be our friend for the weekend. Well, a person that's been our friend in the community for years are all the folks at CRP 4x4. The whole gang there are just phenomenal. I used them years ago when I needed cover for the back of my truck as we were taking a trip very, very quickly. I didn't have a lot of turnaround time. They were able to get me in, get that bad boy on there, and just great customer service, wonderful products, and just great people, man. When you go into CRP 4x4, you go in and you think you're just going to go into a truck accessory store, right? That's your thoughts when you walk in. I'm going to see a lot of chrome and those kind of things. And hell yes, you're going to see a lot of that. But you are also going to see a great selection of like WeatherTech products, of remote controlled cars, that they have just a phenomenal selection of those. If you are a hobbyist who's into that kind of thing, man, you are going to be blown away by the selection there. And if you just want to get started, it's a great time to do that. And they can help you maybe get something introductory and work your way up and all that. It's a really, really fun hobby, and they've got everything for it, plus everything for your vehicle. CRP 4x4 is the place. What you've got is a bare minimum. Go see what you can turn it into. Go to their website at crp4x4.com. Take a quick break, and what day is it? We'll be coming your way next on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
And now, Good Morning NoCo Theater presents...
What day is it today?
Today is April 24th.
Yes, it is. And it's also Hump Day,
Hump Day, Hump Day, Hump Day, Hump Day, Hump Day, Hump Day, Hump Day. I like Hump Day. Makes me a happy boy. Oompa, 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 oompa.
I never thought you would be that guy.
I have to close my eyes to remember the lyrics to that.
I saw that. It was kind of cool.
Masterpiece.
Yes.
It is National Bucket List Day. If your bucket list includes singing the Hump Day song, you can call us.
Absolutely. What is that?
Okay. I don't know.
I'm trying to break that.
Great radio.
No, I listen to it all the time. We both do it a lot.
Yeah.
We'll finish. No, someone will give us a great statement and we'll go,
it is also Stop Food Waste Day today.
So we do waste a lot of food.
Absolutely, too.
Are you a leftovers person?
Yes.
You are?
Yes.
Like, if you go to a restaurant or something?
Yeah, that will be eight.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. I do not leave a lot of food on my plate, period. But especially when there's pigs and blankets on my plate.
Is it pigs
because
in
it's
a
National
blanket
Pigs
day?
In a Blanket Day today.
I do love that.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, that was, you know, it was a treat. Well, still, I had breakfast for supper last night, but I do remember as a kid going to Perkins or Village Inn, you know, or one of those places when we got to go and have a treat after church, and it was pigs in a blanket, man.
Oh, we just had some down before the Rockies game.
Did you? Right? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we go to a bar, and two or three of you ordered that. At least two of you.
I ordered the chicken wings.
Okay.
Mike Danson, Brady Hull with the pigs in blankets. And I stole some of theirs. It's also National Administrative Professionals Day today. For those people setting all the calendars and really keeping the glue around the office, it is National Administrative Professionals Day.
Thank you for the work that you do.
Also known as Secretary's Day. I want to hire a secretary at KFK. I want to hire somebody for that position. And I'm getting a little bit of pushback. So maybe you can just intern for...
I think I would
years.
Be a wonderful face for people to see when they come up and visit us or call or anything. Yeah.
You can be the gatekeeper because that's what we call them in the sales world. They are the gatekeeper, and you can just be the gatekeeper of KFK.
I think I would be wonderful.
You'd be much more enjoyable to talk to first thing than Micah.
Yeah.
All right, celebrity birthdays. Let's dive into this.
That's a mighty high bar.
I know.
Yeah.
Let's dive into this. This list is stupid long. I got to be honest, I didn't even get through. I even get through the entire thing, and I'm going to set the list at 17.
No, that's just because it's a long
there's
list
a lot
doesn't
of musicians.
Mean that
let's
there's
roll.
People that you know.
Stop complaining and let's do it.
Look at the bands and see if they're ones anyone's heard of.
Shirley MacLaine turns 90.
Yes, she was a drummer for Def Leppard. Great actress, Shirley MacLaine.
Fun fact for you, Brian. Her brother is actor Warren Beatty.
It's Warren Beatty.
It's and either
yeah,
one of
I
those.
That. Yep.
Pronunciation's up for interpretation. Barbara Streisand turns 82.
Yes, I know Barbara very well. We're great friends.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's probably Susan's favorite singer ever.
Cedric the Entertainer turns 60.
Yeah, know him too. Did a lot of duets with Karen Carpenter.
Would you start giving correct answers, please?
He's an actor, comedian who's not funny.
Okay. Jimon Hounsou turns 60.
He was actually the guy from the movie Black Diamond.
Ah, yes.
And Gladiator.
Was he in Gladiator, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Very
He's been
good.
In a lot of movies. He's one of those guys that as soon as you see him, you're, yeah, man, he was in this.
Yep. Kelly Clarkson turns 42.
Absolutely.
Richard Sturban.
Richard Sturban. Giddy up, boom, pop, boom, pop, bow, bow. He was that voice for the Oak Ridge Boys.
That is the only portion of any karaoke song that my dad will sing.
Is that part?
Pop, bow, wow.
I can see that in its mow, mow.
Well, whatever. We do pow, pow.
Mow, wow.
I do it anyways.
Okay. All right.
It normally still takes half a bottle of Crown. Doug Clifford is 79.
Doug Clifford's with CCR.
Correct. He is the drummer of Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Yes.
Ann Peebles is 77.
I don't know Ann.
She's a singer, Ann Peebles.
Sure.
Eric Bogosian.
Yeah, he's an actor. He played Alan Berg, that Denver DJ, old talk show host who got killed in the 80s.
Yeah.
They did a movie on him, and he played him in that.
71 years old today. Jack Blades.
Night Ranger.
70 years old today. He's the singer and the bassist of Night Ranger. What is their big one?
Sister Christian.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And Still Rock in America.
Michael O'Keefe is 69.
He was on Roseanne.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
David J. is 67.
No.
Bassist David J.
No.
No, of Love and Rockets?
No.
Bauhaus,
I know them.
Yeah, that's who he was with.
Okay, usually if you're in Love and Rockets.
Okay. Unfortunately, you do not get that one.
I understand.
Glenn Morshower.
65. What did his friends
Stop.
Name him?
Stop.
Glenn, you need more shower.
No?
No.
From 24. Billy Gould is 61.
From Gould Parts?
No, not Gould Parts in downtown Eaton.
Okay. Then no, I don't.
He is the bassist of Faith No More.
Okay.
61. Patty Schimmel. Don't make a Jerry joke. Patty Schimmel is 57.
Actually, I do know who she is. She was in Courtney Love's band Hole.
Correct.
Yeah.
57 years old today.
Yeah.
Aaron
Brockovich?
No. Comez?
Okay, no.
Combs? You know, you should know. Comess. No.
No.
Drummer of the Spin Doctors is 56.
No, I wouldn't know that.
Aidan Gillen.
Sounds like a Game of Thrones name.
It is a Game of Thrones game, yes. A name at 56 years old today. Melinda Clark is 55.
No.
From the OC. Rory McCann is 55.
No.
Angel, do you happen to know Rory McCann? No? Hey, Game of Thrones, again, 55 years old today. Alejandro Fernandez.
No.
Is 55, singer. Brian Marshall.
No. Brian Marshall, you're looking at me like, you know that one. And I don't.
Yeah, he is the bassist of Creed.
Oh, I can't take you higher.
Can you take me higher? 51 years old today. Derek Luke is 50.
No.
Brian, I need you to lock in.
I am locked in.
These people are from very popular places, and
okay,
you should
who's
know
that
them.
One?
Derek Lucas from Madea Goes to Jail and Friday Night Lights.
I don't know how I didn't know
I don't
that.
Know that either. Thad?
Nope.
Okay.
All right.
Thad Luckinbill from 12 Strong or The Young and the Restless.
Okay.
49. Eric Balfour is 47.
That sounds very familiar. Was in 24?
Yes.
Hey, there we go.
Correct.
All right.
Rebecca Mader. Not Toe
No,
Mader.
I know her brother, Toe.
I knew he was
going
there. You're getting predictable, buddy. From No Ordinary Family and Lost, 47. What are you at?
13.
Okay. All right. Reagan Gomez.
No.
Is 44. From Queen Sugar and the Parenthood. Austin Nichols is 44.
Don't know Austin Nichols. Sounds like a bull rider.
From One Tree Hill. Sasha Barrice.
No.
Snow from The Hangover, 43.
Snow. No.
Tyson Ritter.
Yeah, actually, I do know that. That's All-American Rejects. He's a singer, isn't he?
Yep, 40 years old today. Carly Pierce is 34.
Absolutely. I was the very first radio person she ever sang for.
Very good, man.
Yeah.
Joe Keery is 32.
No.
Do you know Joe Keery? Angel's got that look on his face like he might.
Stranger Things?
It is! Yeah! Coming in clutch, 32 right there. Jack Quaid.
Jack Quaid, no.
He's got it for you.
He is the son of Dennis Quaid, and he's been in The Boys, and he was in Oppenheimer.
Yep. Yes, and The Hunger Games, 32 years old today. What are you at now?
17.
All right, Doc Shaw.
No.
Is 32. Do you know Doc Shaw? The Suite Life on Deck. I did. That was a long shot. Jordan Fisher is 30. Jordan Fisher from Liv and Maddie and Rent Live.
No. Nobody
what
else?
What did I set the line at? 17 and a half?
Yeah, I think so. Nobody else?
Omar Vizquel.
Oh, Major League Baseball. Great.
57 years old today. You set the line too high. I said it perfectly.
Angel pulled it out for us right there.
Well done.
Yeah.
So many quote-unquote famous
breakfast
people.
Burritos on me today, Angel.
Yeah, that's easy to say when somebody's already texting us saying they're bringing it in. If it is your birthday, a very happy birthday to you. We hope that you enjoy it. And just for you today, let's take a listen to the cattle market. Coming up, news for Northern Colorado, the wolf reintroduction plan. We'll dive into that a little bit. They did find one of the wolves dead. We'll talk about that and what the cause of that could have been. And now more farmers and ranchers starting to push back against this and calling for the removal of a couple of chronic depredating wolves as well. So we'll talk a little bit about that. I know it's a Wednesday. It's not a Thursday. And we're going to be talking some wolves without Miles.
You
got to
save some of it for Miles, aren't you?
He's been going. I mean, great, great reporting by Miles on this situation. Just thorough. Every time something pops up, I instantly go to the Colorado and read through his story. So we are going to dive into a little bit of that today. We'll also talk with Robin Varlman from Livestock Exchange, get an update on the cattle market situation and what's going on with this avian flu. 8:15, we will have Matt Voris in with us from High Plains Honor Flight. 8:05, I should say as well, we're going to take a listen back to some of the highlights from the Colorado Avalanche game last night.
That'd be great.
Formally probably issue our apologies to Georgiev. 9 o'clock hour, Brooke Rambold from Pathways will join us. And at 9:35, Zach Lemon, the Eaton Athletic Director, will join us to talk about the new shot clock implementation that's going in to high school athletics. You're listening to Good Morning NOCO. We'll be back with hour number two.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.